You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Man, Brandon, we have a powerful, powerful episode.
Oh, that's good.
I'm so excited about it. And our guest, she talks about how she lost her weight. She had a lot of weight to lose in, you know, her mission for obesity and even how old she was when she rode a bike for the first time. And the amazing thing is she gave me a mantra that made me feel good. And I'm also sure that it's going to make you feel good. Before we get into this, we have another 5-star review from you, our listeners. We love you. And let's get to it right now.
Another 5-star review from Denise Bayer. You keep going, Sean. Lead the way. Carry the torch for many. Be the beacon of hope you are for others. That's you and so much more. You're a continued inspiration and you have a world of support.
Amazing. Thank you for the love. Thank you for those powerful reviews. And if you want to, we want you to leave a review. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Go to any platform, Apple Podcast. Leave a review on the website. Leave a review at Apple Podcast. And we will read your review on the air. We love you. Thank you for doing this for us. We're going to get into our guest. And, you know, she's a dietitian, nutritionist, educator, published author, a mom, a health enthusiast, and she's just amazing. People have used her program, read her book, and she's changing lives. So let's get into this episode now. Alana Mulstein, welcome to the Obesity Revolution. We're so honored to have you. Welcome to our show.
I am so honored and excited to be on the show. I mean, out of all podcasts I could be on, this one is most dear to my heart, and I'm very honored and happy to be here and excited to connect with your listeners.
Well, that makes us feel good, Alana. We didn't even have to pay you to say something nice about us, right?
My whole mission in life has always been to curb the obesity crisis. That I literally wrote that in my high school graduation papers, like articles I've written, my college admission essay. You know, 15 years later, however long it's been, I'm just on that mission, trying to help people lose weight and be on the other side of the weight loss struggle, because life can just be so much easier and healthier and more vibrant when you do. And so it's my mission to get everyone on that side the way I did. And I'm really happy to be able to speak to you about that.
Well, and you can speak to that and all you've done as far as, you know, dietitian, all that. But you said, you know, wanting to curb the obesity pandemic. Mm-hmm. The thing is that what I want to ask is, you know, you battled your weight yourself at a young age. Tell us about that.
I've lost 100 pounds and have now kept it off, even through, you know, my 2 children. And it all started when I was a little kid. My parents got divorced when I was pretty young, and I started to turn to food for comfort. I would just eat and eat and eat because it was mindless, it was emotional, it was bored, and it was pleasurable, it was an obsession, and so forth. And I was over 200 pounds by the time I was 12, 13 years old. I was wearing plus size adults clothing when my friends were still in juniors and kids size clothes. I was morbidly obese. And starting at 8 years old, my parents started sending me to weight loss camp. So I started going to quote unquote fat camp as early as 8 years old. I would go every summer, lose 20, 30 pounds, come back and gain 40, 50. And I was on this yo-yo dieting cycle at such a young age and just kept getting larger and larger as a result. And it was when I was about 13, 14, I just decided to change my mindset, decide that I had to lose this weight for me and not for anyone else. Even though my parents, my doctor, my friends, everyone wanted me to lose weight, it wasn't until I decided that I wanted to for my own self and for my own future that I was able to actually take hold of it, take responsibility of it, and actually get the weight off. And I don't want to do a diet. I've never done portion control. I've never like been successful counting calories, counting macros, doing intermittent fasting, skipping meals, any of that. I knew I couldn't do that. I know that I love food. I know that I love to eat a lot of food. I know that I don't like to follow such stringent rules. I like to enjoy my life. So I had to figure out a way that I could do that because I am a volume eater and I continue to be a volume eater this day, even in the 120s. And I do really still consume the same amount that I did when I was in the 220s. So I had to figure out a system that would work best for me. And I created this program called the 2B Mindset. I became a registered dietitian. I have my master's degree in nutrition because I want to make sure that my approach to weight loss that I'm going to recommend to other people is also sensible and sound and proven and it works. And it's been such a successful journey. I based my program off my private practice, working with my private clients and my class that I used to teach at UCLA, which was a weight loss seminar. And now there are over 240,000 people doing my program, losing so much weight, feeling so great about it. And we turned it into a best-selling book called You Can Drop It, which is now available in all bookstores. And it's doing really well too. So I'm just trying to spread the word, trying to share what worked for me, what worked for thousands and thousands of my clients, because everyone can do this.
Bravo. Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely great. One, keeping the weight off is the biggest battle. As you know, as you talk with the yo-yo, people are jumping up and down all the time. They've lost the same 30 or 40 pounds, you know, 10, 15 times. But what I'd really like to dive in with you on, Alana, is you really get into the emotional side of eating things. A lot of us know we're emotional eaters. We eat our feelings and stuff like that. Can you elaborate a little bit more on your experience with that and what you try to do with your clientele and moving forward with that?
Absolutely. You know, as a registered dietitian with a master's degree in nutrition, a dietitian at UCLA, you would think that my weight loss advice would be purely nutritional. Do eat this, don't eat that, cut this, focus on that, you know, measure this. And actually, in working with so many hundreds of people privately in my private practice, I realized that nutrition plays a role, but it's only one third of the weight loss success. Really, I have a three-pillar program. I talk about it in my book, You Can Drop It. It's a three-pillar approach, which is one-third is nutrition, one-third is environment, and one-third is emotion. Environment is key because if you know, we crave what we see. So the more you eat something, the more you crave it, insight in stomach. So I always, you know, focus on how to set up your environment that you're actually going to lose weight and have success. So you don't just keep self-sabotaging yourself and making it harder. But then there's that emotional component. And this is critical. And honestly, any person on earth, I believe, who has 50 or more pounds to lose has a deep emotional eating struggle that they have to overcome. There's a big reason why we eat because we don't have the nutrition advice and we don't have the environment because everyone around us is eating poorly and sure. But if you have 50 or more pounds to lose, there's a big emotional piece that you have to tackle. And for me, it was deep and it was great. And, you know, for people I work with, it was great too. But if you don't tackle that emotional piece, you can lose weight, but it will come back. So you really have to focus on that emotional piece so you can not only lose this weight, but you can keep it off for good. And that's the goal. I talk about sustainability from day one. It doesn't matter how fast you lose this weight. It matters how you lose the weight. It's very important. So the emotional piece is something, you know, everyone listening to this who has to lose weight, you have to tackle. So within my book, I have a really funny section called Emotional Eating A to Z, because I think we all say emotional eating, but we don't really know what it means. And the bottom line is we have so many emotions. So I'll give you some examples from my book. I have it out here. You know, obviously comfort, anger, you know, avoidance when you're trying to just like avoid something so you eat instead. But, you know, one of the emotional eatings I mentioned here is companion eating. A lot of times we lean to food as almost a friend. It's a very reliable friend, a very, very reliable friend. And I always find comfort in eating and companionship in eating, even to this day. But that's something I really had to, at least, at the very least, identify. Because once you identify that you're using food as a form of companionship and comfort, well, then you could redefine the food you're eating for that. Because honestly, veggies can be comfort food. And I know people listening might think that's totally ridiculous, but I mean, even just yesterday on my TikTok, I shared a recipe for cinnamon sugar carrot fries and nacho zucchini chips. And you could make veggies comforting and comfort food, and they could take that place. And then, you know, I have so many other kinds, guilty eating, forced eating, identity eating. You know, sometimes we eat out of a form of identity. If you think that you're the big kid, the big friend, sometimes you eat as a form of continuing that identity in your life.
Man, Alana, that's, you know, we marry, you know, social things with food, you know, and not the best food, you know, it's like, you know, cookies, cakes, all them types of things. And you even said, like, you know, with that emotional, you know, aspect, if we don't deal with that emotional, that mindset, then we're not going to be able to sustain our weight loss, is I believe what you said, which is very, very good and vital. And I know in my weight loss battle has been, you know, that mindset. Because, you know, you show up, and if you don't do something that's sustainable, you know, for you, that everybody wants to do this or what, hey, what's so-and-so doing? Well, and if you don't find out what's good for you, then you're going to fall off and not be successful even when the results don't. And I think that's some good stuff right there, Alana. I really appreciate that. Your program is the 2B mindset program. Tell us about that, please, too, as well.
Well, I'd love to answer that question and follow up on the two keywords you said, which was for you. Everyone has to figure out what works out for them.
Yes.
And, you know, I lost 100 pounds. I've been counseling like hundreds of people on how to do it. And I was seeing such great success. I led a very big weight loss seminar at UCLA for UCLA employees who need to lose 40 pounds or more. And I dealt with, you know, secretaries who are maybe in their 50s and 60s who need to lose weight. But I also worked with 20-year-old energetic men in their 20s who need to lose weight. And I always found, you know, semester after semester, as the weight loss averages kept improving, that it wasn't a matter of metabolism. It was really a matter of mindset. And if the 70-year-old woman was motivated, she would lose a lot more weight than the 25-year-old man. And it wasn't because of metabolism or anything else. It was a matter of effort and mentality and mindset while using all my tools. So that's why it's called the 2B mindset. And I wanted to scale this program because everyone was seeing so much success with more people. So I partnered with Beachbody, the company behind P90X and Insanity and all these at-home fitness programs, to give everyone at home that individual experience and feeling of what it would be like to be my private client. Because, you know, I charge clients $500 an hour, close to. So that's not sustainable for every person. And my mission and goal is really to curb the entire obesity crisis and give people the tools they need to lose this weight. So I'm so thankful I've been able to give that experience to so many more people. And even though it's a wide-scale program, the 2B Mindset, you can go to 2bmindset.com. It's designed to be personalized as if you're working with me as a private client, and I'm customizing it to your lifestyle. I will tell you guidelines on what you want to eat. I'll break down nutrition. I'll show you what you want for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because I have a plated method and I believe that you should be eating differently throughout the day, and you'll understand why. It is really a course. I don't just want to show you what to do. I want to show you why you're doing it and make it fun, because weight loss really can be fun. It could be a journey. It's progressive. Yeah. And every 5 pounds you lose feels like you're not only losing 5 pounds of physical weight, but 5 pounds of just emotional baggage that you've been carrying. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful program. You know, people have lost, we have several people who've lost over 100 pounds on the program, and it's only been out 2 years now. So It's amazing. It's a video-based program. And if you are a video-based learner, you're going to absolutely love it. If you're a book person, someone who has read some books in their lives that have totally changed your life, my book, You Can Drop It, is kind of like the book manifestation of the program and goes a little bit deeper into the emotional eating piece of it. And the video-based program, you'll see me walk you through a grocery store, recipe videos, how to deal with travel, getting together in social events. And again, how to deal with the fact that you love food. You know, I deal with people who love food. I'm not working with someone who wants to eat bland broccoli and grilled chicken and eat that every day for the rest of their lives. That's not my forte. I want bacon and date cabbage slaws. You know, I have like cabbage steak, cheesy turkey sandwiches, cauliflower nachos, animal style cauliflower, like eggplant pizzas, you know, how to eat well, but how to really just maximize the overall sense of indulgence and enjoyment from the whole experience. So you want to keep it off.
Oh, that's great. Sean and I have discussed multiple podcasts. The mindset is everything. The body will not follow if the mind doesn't have the route that it wants to go first. So I love that you throw that concept in there. But Elena, when you're working with people and you're trying to get them into that mindset, what is your biggest hurdle to get them started, to get them realizing that they, I hate using the term motivation, because I think motivation is smoke and mirrors, you know, but what is that key factor or key point that you use to get somebody, to get them realizing that they can do it and that they should want to do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if it, that's key, it's absolutely key. And that's why I start the whole book, making the reader repeat over and over and over again. And I'm going to do it right here. Okay. I always say the worst thing for weight loss is not high fructose corn syrup. It's not fried food. It's not McDonald's. The worst thing for weight loss are the words, "I can't do it. It'll never happen." I've never had a client, I've never met any person who has told me, "I can't lose weight," who then magically does. And every person walking around right now telling themselves that they're so fat and they're never going to lose this weight is only sabotaging themselves. And actually, it's worse. Not only is saying, "I'm fat, I can't lose weight," not helping you, it's actually hurting you, and you're only saying it, like whoever's saying it is only saying it because it actually justifies not trying.
Right.
So if you say, "I'm so fat, I can't lose weight," you're just justifying the fact that you're going to continue to eat junk food because you're just trying to prove that you're right. And that's not what you want to be right on. So I make everyone start my book with saying over and over and over again, you can do it here, "I can lose weight. I will lose this weight. And the key one is I care to lose this weight." I care to lose this weight, because when people tell themselves, "I don't care," is when all self-sabotage happens. People are like, "You know, I'm trying. The scale's not going down as fast as I want. You know what? Forget it. I don't care." When people say, "I don't care," that's when the donuts come out. That's when they have the chips. That's when they stop working out. That's when they stop going on the scale. That's when they stop tracking. That's when they stop drinking water. That's where it all hits the fan. So when people say, "I don't care," they're only hurting themselves. And I make people at the start of my book, you're doing this for you. You're not doing this for me. I have all the 5-star ratings of the book on my Amazon. I don't need, like, so you can be skeptical. You can do whatever you want, but do this for you because you can do this. And admit, the very first step is admit that you care. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't care.
Wow. That's fire.
So much easier. Yes. And if everyone just owned their care and admitted that they do care about their body and their weight, we would have such a lower instance of obesity in America. And it actually should be celebrated. We should care. Caring is beautiful. It's our body. We only get one. You should care what it looks like. You should care how it feels. You should care how it presents itself to others in the car and going about your day and what it can do for you. So you should care and own that care. And the second you tell yourself, "I do care," it's like, wait, I could put down this cookie. I care. I should go, even though I'm tired, I should take this walk because I care. Own your care. Celebrate your care.
I love it. And speaking of that, you know, I always say this is that I have fat. I'm not fat. You know, we speak in that third person or that first person. If I say I'm fat because my obesity doesn't define me, just like, you know, I have a fingernail. That doesn't make me a fingernail. And, you know, I have hair. It doesn't make me a hair. And like you said, if you don't care, nobody else will. That's what I got out of it. Do it for you. If you ain't doing it for you, then you're not going to do it.
It's kind of like, I think you said it, but you know, I used to waste a lot of time being jealous of thin people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Like I would just be like, it's so unfair. Why is it so easy for them? Like, woe is me. And, you know, why do I have such bad genes? And, you know, a lot of how I built my program was I decided, stop being jealous of these people, study these people. And it's honestly fascinating up until this day. I live in Los Angeles, so I meet lots of just like, quote unquote, naturally thin women. And when they learn my program, they're like, oh yeah, yeah, that's what I do. I'm like, exactly. That's like, I literally studied people who seem like they can easily keep their weight off and what they do. And it's not hard. It's fairly simple. And I think that's a big part of it is like, people just believe that they can never be that way. You know, sure. They can never. And I was there.
You know, it's like there. We want other people, and like me battling with obesity, Alana, you know, we sort of want, you know, people to do it for us. And if I don't do it for myself, if you don't do it for you, you're never going to be successful, which brings me to this, Alana. I want you to go through that with me on how you would go through it, that all them things that you said, and I want to repeat them back. So for our listeners to hear how that goes and give them a little bit of a nugget, a little bit of a takeaway. So could you do that for me? Go through that process that you just talked about.
Of course, real quick. Okay. So repeat after me. I can lose this weight.
I can lose this weight.
I will lose this weight.
I will lose this weight.
Because I care to lose this weight.
Because I care to lose this weight.
That's the most important. Remind yourself that you do care. I find that to be the most profound step in keeping people consistent.
Man.
And consistency is everything with weight loss. We all know we lose 3 pounds. It's losing the next three and the next three and the next three. And it always comes down to just caring. As long as you care about yourself and you decide that you are worth taking care of, and you are worth eating vegetables, and you are worth taking a walk, and you are worth washing your face and getting out, and you're worth filling up your water bottle. When you decide that you are worthy of a good, healthy, fit, lean, energetic life, and you care to pursue it, you will stay consistent. And you have to stay consistent. And you have to stay consistent. And there are days when you're going to feel lazy, and when you're going to feel tired, and when you're going to feel tempted, and when you're just going to want to resort back to old comforting ways. But there's no comfort in staying there. The comfort is really in what's to come. So you have to get really clear about the pain that the extra weight is causing you and the pleasure it'll be when it gets off. And it really takes, because honestly, it's all a cycle. We're just a matter of our habits. We're just a complete product of our habits. And we become in a product and a comfort wheel of staying overweight, of continuing to feed into cravings. But the bottom line is we crave what we continue doing. So you have to push through that point and remind yourself that you care to push past your limiting beliefs. And you can do this. And I will show you how you can do it in a pleasurable way where you're still eating a lot of food. Like, I am a volume eater. It is okay. You can eat a lot of food. I believe that you need to eat a lot of food so you can eat, you can enjoy, and then you can go on to move on with your life. So I don't want you like ending a meal when you're at a 6. You should end a meal at a 9 or 10 if that's what you're used to. And that's what you used to do with your burgers and fries. You're now going to be filling up with different things, but you should still be full and satisfied every step of the way.
Wow. You fired me up, Alana. I mean, I'm fired up right now. I'm crying. I can't even take it. I feel like I'm on a 3-alarm fire right now, Brandon. dang, this is awesome.
Sean, I really want you to do it. I want you to do the Tubi mindset. I mean, everyone should just watch these videos. Get the understanding. People explain the Tubi mindset, my program, like it's a course. It's really a course because I don't want to just tell you what to do. I really want you to understand it the way I've had to understand it, because the more knowledge I've gained, the more weight I've lost in a way that felt simple, sensible, and sustainable. So I share everything. I do not hold back. There's not one secret, one recipe, one tip, one strategy, one tool that's helped me lose weight and keep off 100 pounds that I don't want to share with people. So my social media, my book, my program, like it has everything laid out. Like soak it up and you know, follow it and understand it and embody it, because it really does work. But it starts with wanting it. Everyone has to meet me at least halfway. Because like I said, I've had people go through my whole 12-week weight loss course at UCLA. I once had a guy, I'll never forget. He was 28 years old, should have had a really good metabolism, worked in the, you know, kitchen. So he was on his feet a lot. And he ended my 12-week course losing only like 4 pounds, which is really like a wasted opportunity, because a lot of people ended up losing 20, 25 pounds in those 12 weeks or even more. And I asked him at the end, you know, why do you think you didn't lose more? And he said, yeah, you know, I only had to do this course because my, you know, my wife made me do it. And it's like, that's never going to work. Everyone has to decide that they're doing it for themselves and what benefits they will be able to receive as a result of dropping this weight and just having a better relationship with food, where food doesn't control you, food doesn't own you, food isn't your only source of passion, happiness, companionship, excitement. You know, that's what you want to get to. You want to get to the point where you want to always enjoy food, but you don't want it to kind of be the everything in your life. What's your means of dealing with stress, your means of dealing with happiness? You want to get to the point where it's like a healthy relationship with food. It brings those things, but it isn't the only source of those things.
Oh, that's good. Treat it like a tool. You know, when you build something, you've got pride in what you built and hopefully did a good job, but you use those tools to do it, you know. So treat the nutrition as the same way, and enjoy the tool and what it allows you to do, and allow it to bring progress to whatever you're trying to do. So that's good.
Yeah. And it could bring progress and pleasure. It's about finding that balance though. It's about finding that balance where it's still pleasurable, but it's also purposeful.
Wow. Well, you know, Alana, the thing that's really awesome, you know, Brandon and I have been working, you know, together for, you know, 3 years right now. And, you know, Brandon has, you know, taught me and instilled, you know, keep it simple. You know, he came up with the formula KISS, which, you know, everybody thinks it's keep it simple, stupid. Well, it's actually keep it simple, Sean. Is what he has come up with. And also, you know, small tweaks lead to great peaks is another thing that he instilled in me that gave me that sustainability that, okay, I'm in this for the long haul, regardless of the results, because, you know, results can drive you, but what if the results aren't there, or the people aren't there, or, you know what I'm saying, to cheer you on? You know, if you don't do this, like I said, there's the prep for yourself. That's the whole takeaway of this whole show, for yourself. You do it for you. And that's what Brandon said. He's like, yeah, I don't care about the scale. He said, I don't care about, you know, any of this. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you're doing it for you, which is so incredible. That's what fires me up so much, is that, you know, I had somebody, because I got turned away by multiple trainers until Brandon said, hey, I'm going to take you on. And he cared. And that's what happened. People don't care, you know, how much you know until they know how much you care. And when Brandon, you know, cared for me enough that, you know, it caused me to say, okay, I reached out to him because I did care. And it's just amazing. Everything that you have said has been so real. And, you know, if nobody else got any help from this that are listening, I got tremendous help, because what it did, it just reinforced everything and anchored me down even more to what Brandon has been instilling in me for the last 3 years. And I'm honored. I mean, Alana, you hit it out of the park. You did a grand salami. You did everything and more. You brought the fire, and I'm just so honored. Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate it. You know, life can be great. And I, you know, being trapped in a body that had 100 extra pounds in me, I was happy. I still had friends. I was popular. I was smart. Like, I wasn't a bad person at all when I had extra weight to lose. I was still sociable. I still was a good person. I still, you know, loved myself in a lot of ways, but I was buried under layers that were holding me back. I couldn't wear what I wanted. I couldn't do what I wanted. I literally just learned how to ride a bike in my 30s because I couldn't ride a bike or learn how to when I had so much weight throwing off my balance and I was too embarrassed to even be on the thing. So it's just, I need people to experience life the way it was designed to be experienced, in a way that feels lean and energetic and opportunistic, and a feel that like you could just throw on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt and do things, like just do things, take a walk, ride a bike, like travel, just do things, do life with ease. And it doesn't have to be a superficial bikini on the beach. It's literally just a matter of doing life with ease and being able to get things done and reach goals with weight not being a struggle and an obstacle in getting there, and even believing you can. And I really want people to be able to uncover their best potential and their best self and their truest self. And it really does come from losing a lot of weight and proving yourself that you can do something that, yes, it might be hard, but it is so worth it.
It really is. And, you know, you speak about, you know, bicycle, you know, that you learned how. Brandon next week is going to be getting me on a unicycle. So he's going to. Right, Brandon? That video would go viral, man. But Brandon's going to get me on a unicycle. Thank you so much, Alana. Final thoughts, Brandon?
No, just great strategy. Sounds like a great process. I highly recommend you guys checking out our stuff. And Alana, where can they find your stuff at?
You can go to trytobemindset.com, TRY 2B mindset.com. My book is called You Can Drop It, and that's on Amazon and where all books are sold. And on social media, Ilana Molstein RD. On TikTok, I am Nutrition Babe.
Well, you know, Alana, I really would like to have another follow-up show with you so that we can follow along so people can get a better understanding of this. So let's do that.
Absolutely. I am happy to keep coming on and keep helping you see progress, understanding what methods are working best for you, make tweaks where you might be having difficulty, because this is an ongoing journey and you're always either losing weight or learning from it. So I want to make sure that you're always losing weight. And if you hit a plateau or there's any sort of question, that I'm always here helping you answer that next solution, finding that problem solving answer so we can actually get you losing the next 10, the next 10, the next 10, because that's what this is about. It's losing weight every chunk at a time and keep going, keep going, keep going. So I would love to just keep coming on, keep on, and make sure that you're hitting your goals.
Alana, thank you. You're the best. You're great. You're awesome.
You guys are amazing. I loved it. Loved it. Loved it. So excited. Well, Alana, you.
The honor's all ours. I mean, you just knocked it, you know, out of the park. But that's a wrap on behalf of the Obesity Revolution. I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
Till next time, we love you. You got this. Do it for you. Bottom line.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.